May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be now and always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Perhaps the iPad's gone out in sympathy with you, Keith. We wish you well. What a stumble. How good is Caravaggio? Front page of your pew bulletin. It is beautiful. Great painting, which I've had the privilege of seeing in Potsdam, in not far from Berlin. It's a magnificent rendering of this moment we've just been hearing in today's gospel. And I guess what Caravaggio was really on about was, in his paintings, were painting reality. He used real people that he found in the marketplace and on the street to paint his great lot of paintings. And this one, The Incredulity of Thomas, has a real feel of humanity about it. No ghost here, no paranormal. This is a real earthy painting, that furrowed brow of Thomas, Jesus holding Thomas's wrist and guiding his finger into the wound of his side. And if you want to see it a bit better, there's a lovely coloured picture of it in the foyer today. What a master painter Caravaggio was. Four powerful figures cropped in a semicircle, heads crowded together, all focused on the finger of Thomas and the wound in Jesus' side. The three disciples in coloured robes, Jesus in white. Thomas is assuring himself of the truth that others had spoken about, that he'd heard, and now he sees with his own eyes. In seeing, he now believes, and his doubts are dispelled. Jesus summarizes the motif later in the gospel. Thomas, because you have seen, you believe. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believed. Today in 2026, we are invited to share in this journey with Thomas from doubt to faith through belief. According to research, most people believe in the paranormal in one form or another. A huge percentage say they have had a paranormal experience, and almost as many that they believe in ghosts, visitors, and visitors from outer space. TV and film is awash with shows that stir our interest in this area. In the TV series The X-Files, FBI agents Mulder and Scully investigate unsolved phenomena involving the paranormal. Scully is a rational skeptic who uses rational logic. Mulder believes in the existence of aliens and the paranormal. The show's tagline states, "The truth is out there." But what counts as truth? Why do some people believe and others doubt? And what does it mean to believe? Well, Caravaggio, who lived just 39 years, from 1571 to 1610, obviously immersed himself in the central question for people of faith, but for many other human beings as well. It's often thought that the opposite to faith is doubt. But Caravaggio explains through this brilliant painting, it is faith that is vital. Thomas's reaction, recorded by John, is profound. And for me, it's the high point of the Gospels. My Lord and my God. That's his reaction. Well, I'm a little biased because I was actually ordained on St. Thomas's Day, so this is quite a tagline for me. The other disciples were also transformed by this experience, by Jesus' resurrection appearances. To them, clearly, they moved from cringing fear to being emboldened. They found new courage to go out into the world. We read that they were huddled together back in the upper room for fear of the Jews. In other words, fear of the authorities. They were worried, as you and I would be worried, would they meet the same fate as had happened to their master and teacher. The risen Christ has a message for Thomas and the other ten, and it pivots on their relationship with him and their belief in him. Every Sunday, you and I say the creed, the Latin word credo, I believe, and that in turn ultimately is related to love. When we say the creed, we are making a statement about the person we love, the person in whom we trust, the one to whom we have given our hearts, just as Thomas came to that moment in this picture. My Lord and my God. The truth is out there. But for the disciples, it was not science or reasoning or historic data. It was for them the person of Jesus, the one they had come to love and trust and follow with all their hearts, was the same one now on the other side of the crucifixion and the tomb. Now even more, the disciples want to follow him, and he blesses them. He gives them the same spirit that had empowered him to bless and to forgive. And he charges them to continue this journey that they had begun together. A ministry of peace, joy and healing. A ministry of driving out fear and sadness. Of overcoming evil and the power of sin. To bring into their generation and then pass it on to every age and every generation. A ministry of hope and reconciliation, of being nearer to God and to each other. It happened straight away. In the book of the Acts of the Apostles, as we heard today, we read that the church started to grow. The joy of serving, of sacrifice, their strong commitment to their community was shown through action and love. Peter, in that other reading, reminds his readers of the joy they share in being together in the Spirit of Christ. See, it was happening straight away, and it continues to happen with you and me. The truth is out there, and for us in 2026, it looks and feels very much like it did for Thomas in that upper room, and so beautifully portrayed in this painting by Master Caravaggio. I believe, credo, I give you my heart, my Lord and my God, because, as Peter says in another place, Lord, you have the words of everlasting life, and it makes all the difference to who we are and what we do with our lives. In him, then, we live and move and have our being, and together and individually, we are empowered to this ministry of hope and reconciliation in a world that needs it so much. And in our own world, if we are honest, we need it so much. Central to all that is our unity, at one with each other and at one with God. Hence our need to be together, to worship together, to pray together, to learn together, to offer our praises and sing about the joy that God gives us individually and together. Rejoice then, the Lord is risen. He is in you and you are in him. The Lord be with you.
And